You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Achrei Mois Kedoshim Tavshin Pealf. So, this week's Parsha is the Parsha, the beginning of the Parsha is speaking about Yom Kippurim, the Inyan of Yom Kippur, and which is a standalone Parsha. Now, it's very appropriate for anybody who's started a family now. We just started now, Maseches Yuma. So this is really the Inyan of the Yom, both the Parsha and about the learning of many, many. Inyan of the Yom, exactly. The Yom, Inyan of the Yom. We have over here Yom, day, week, the Masechta that the Olam was learning. It's very appropriate to learn this thing. So we'll start with a question that we addressed the previous years. Try to maybe answer it today. This is what we're going to learn today. The pasuk starts, the parasha starts, V'yedabar Hashem Moshe acharei Moshe nei bnei Aaron, after bnei Aaron died, v'korban son bnei Hashem v'emusa, when he got close to Hashem and he died. We learned last week why it says korbanos bnei Hashem v'emusa, they did the kabbalah shirbo. That's it. But, and then comes parasha Yom Kippur. Rashi says, why? Because to tell Aaron the Kohen, you know, don't, it's like a doctor. Says, don't eat this, you may die. Don't eat, but it's much stronger. The doctor says, don't eat this, because you may die like Shmuel died. So I want to give you an example. People are not careful. Okay? But still, you need more explanation. Why are we putting in, saying, how can Moshe, how can always come to tell you the holy story, the holy name of Yom Kippurim? So I'm trying to tell, don't come always to Beis Hamikdash, Aaron HaKohen. Don't come always. But you should know, like Achim should be Aaron, just can't come the way they came. I mean, the main parasha tell you there's a day, one day a year. You're focusing on the fact that there is a no, don't come the whole time, don't come back anytime you want, like you should be Aaron. And that's the message. Actually, we're mentioning the death of his two kids. It's such a painful thing to Aaron right away in the beginning. It's a little hard to understand. In addition, it says it's two different things. Aaron HaKohen went to Kodesh Kodoshim. Shnei Bnei Aaron, simple understanding, Chabisa Chazal, and Yishonim, simple explanation, they didn't go to Kodesh Kodoshim. Some want to say, there's one opinion that they did. Simple understanding, they didn't go to Kodesh Kodoshim. So what do you mean you're right? Don't go to Kodesh Kodoshim always. Certain way to go. You remember Shnei Bnei Aaron? And you can answer this question. The Pshat says, yeah, they did, they went over beyond where they're supposed to. Don't go beyond where you're supposed to. It's a little loose connection. It doesn't sound like a bad sim. I want to learn that. I want to know what is the shaykhs between the two. And another question over here. This parsha of Achim Moshe Nei Aaron speaking about Yom Kippurim, why is it here? We have a parsha of Moyadim, which we'll get to, Parsha Zemar. Here is a standalone parsha of Yom Kippurim. Why does Yom Kippur stand on its own in the middle of here? Now, the Chochmas Adam, Chaya Adam, same, Mechaber, who was a relative of the Vilna Gaon, I was thinking nephew, in the end of the Sefer, he brings a vort in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Gevaldik vort, regarding this week's Pasha. And he starts with a few questions of the Pasha. We'll just mention one or two of them. One of the questions he asked is that if you look at the parsha, the whole beginning of the parsha does not mention what they were talking about. It says, Shetol Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron, don't come anytime. Arva b'chol leis l'kodesh. There's no issue of Aaron l'kodesh. Let me tell you how you should come. He should take toys about kodesh. He should wear this. He should take this animal. He should take this akrova. Take the two seirim. Do the whole thing. And mamash olzach. At the end of the whole thing, it says, After the whole parsha says, we're right in the beginning. So talk about Yom Kippur, as the parsha was saying then, ask the Chochmas Adam, but I understand, we learn, usually when the Torah wants to tell you about something, we speak with the date. It says, this, this is what you should do. This is what you should do. Here we go, where we wait to say the name until the date until later. Why is that so? Can add to what is asking as well, that we're talking about Aaron HaKohen, the whole Pasha. And here it says a special thing. You should know that a son of Aaron could come and replace it. Now, the Gemara over here learns from here the limud, what happens if someone replaces Aaron a Kohen, what exactly he has to do to become a Kohen Gadol. Say that. But that, why is it mentioned over here in the end of the Pasha? You should know that Aaron a Kohen has, his child will be also a Kohen like him. Says the Chofos, the name of the Kohen, a beautiful idea, he says the following. He bases it on a Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Aaron a Kohen said, I don't want to go once a year, I don't want to go once every 7 years, once every while. Bull told Aaron a Kohen, don't worry, you can go into Beis HaMikdash when Kodesh Kadashim anytime you want. B'chol Eish Yeretz. What does that mean? Says the Kohen, although the Kohanim Gedolim that came in future generations, they have to come. They could go into Kodesh Kadashim only in Yom Kippur. But Aaron a Kohen was special. And Aaron a Kohen could go into Kodesh Kadashim whenever he wants. But when he goes in, he needs to go through the process. He has to write the Kodesh, he has to take the Ketayris, and he has to take the Skarbanis, and he has to go through the whole process. But this is this whole parasha is Aaron HaKohen, the uniqueness of Aaron HaKohen, that he could go into Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wants. Lav Dafka Yom Kippur. That's what he says in the name of the Kohen. According to that, he explains, that's the idea. That this parasha, the first part of the parasha, speaks about Aaron HaKohen. It doesn't mention Chodesh Shvi. It doesn't mention the date. Because he could go whenever he wants. And the end of the parasha, it says, no, this will be the Chodesh Shvi. This will be for every generation, only Yom Kippur. But for Aaron HaKohen, it could be every single day. That's what it mentions over here. Dafka makes a lot of sense. That's what it says over here in the end. You should know that the son who replaces Aaron, he's going to be instead of him. Because now, I still spoke about Aaron. Now I'm talking about only what happens to Yom Kippur. That switches. That just switches to there. And according to this, it makes a lot of sense why this parasha is mentioned over here, not in the Mayavis, because it's not a Mayavis thing. It's every day. We're talking now to every single day event now in the Kohen did. So therefore, it's not a Mayavis type of thing. So this parasha, the whole beginning of the parasha, is talking about a daily thing that Aaron HaKohen did. Comes at the end of the parasha. By the way, every single Kohen could do it every single day. And it could do it on Yom Kippur. Every single Kohen. But Aaron HaKohen is only once. But the shayla is, what's the pshat? What's the idea that Aaron HaKohen can go into Kodesh Kodashim every single day? We'll add to the question a little bit more. The fact that a regular Kohen can go only Yom Kippurim, brought down for him, that there is a Sefer Yetzirah tells us, we mentioned here a few times, the idea of Olam Shana Nefesh, which means there is a level of Gdush, there's everything in the world has three dimensions. Space, time, human. Everything has it. Oilo means the world, what you have in a makoim, the place. The shana means time, and never means the other. Yom Kippur requires the highest level of all three. Oilo, meaning space, Kodesh Kadosh. Shana, the highest place, is Yom Kippur. Nefesh, the highest person, Kodesh Kadosh. You need to have all that to get to that Kedusha. We mentioned videos last week, but if Pesach Yuma starts, how do you go to Kedusha Kadoshim? How does Pesach Yuma begin? Shivas Yomim Kodesh Kippurim Mafishu Kregoto. You can't just go to Kedusha Kadoshim. It's a process. You elevate to the highest Kedusha possible. So what shot that Aaron HaKohen is able to do it every single day? So to explain this, let's go into another inion over here. To understand something, this thing maybe will give us a little bit of a view. The thing is like this.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's brought down. The Gemara tells us, also in Maseches Yuma in the beginning, the Vov, it says that there's a machlokes, if the belt of the Kohen Gadol and the belt of the Kohen Yetzir is the same belt. Machlokes. It's the same belt. The belt of a Kohen Gadol is a Shabbos belt, but the belt of a regular Kohen is not a Shabbos belt. Is it a Shabbos belt or not, Machlokes? Says the Or Sameach. So he says the Mishnah Chachma. Says, what's the Machlokes over here? What's the argument? The argument is basically a Lomdish question. What is a Kohen Gadol? is a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedrit. Just he has an additional Bgadim. Merubi Bgadim. He has more Bgadim. He's a Kohen Hedrit plus. Or the Kohen Hedrit is completely something separate. He's a new creature called Kohen Gadol. Says the Shemach, that's the Machlokes. If you hold the belt as the same, that means he's a Kohen Hedrit, the same clothing as the Kohen Hedrit. And you add an additional thing to it. If you're saying that a Kohen Hedrit, if he's a whole different thing, his belt is different. He connects the Shemach also to the Gemara and the end of Shkalim, that tells us, the Yerushalmi tells us, whenever a Kohen starts to work, he needs to bring a serious safe, he needs to bring a certain Kohen. That's when a Kohen starts. When a Kohen Gadol starts, he needs to bring his own a serious safe. What happens to a person who never worked before, and the first day he's coming to work, they're making a Kohen Gadol? Does he have to bring two Asir Seifa or one Asir Seifa? The Yushalmi says one. The Bavli says two. Says there's some the same Achlikis. If he is a Kohen Hedrit and a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring two. He's a Kohen Hedrit plus a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring for each one. If he's a new creature, a whole Zach has to be only one. Only for that person. He's a new creature. It's nothing to do with a Kohen Hedrit. So he brings only one. Says the Sumach, that's Machlekes. What is a Kohen Hedrit? A Kohen Gadol? Is he a Kohen Hedrit plus or is something else? Now, B. Machshava, we find some things to each side. Let's start with one thing. So I found a beautiful Shimshon Master Polish. Shimshon Master Polish was a big Mekobol. And he was Nifter. He was killed. He was murdered. In Tachvatat. And his nephew put out his Divrei Torah. And it's called, well, part of it is called Likutei Shoshana. Likut the word of Shimshon Master Polish said. The second one is very famous because the second one is the one who's published in the Svar in about Gadosh HaPesach before Gadosh HaPesach. That's to say it before Pesach, a big thing of peekaboo. But the first one, he speaks about Kohen Hedrit, Kohen Gadol. And he speaks about the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Says places, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Kohen. How can he bury Moshe Rabbeinu? How can he be Metam Lameis? Says places, no, not a problem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Am Yisrael Boni Metam Hashem Lekechem. We're relatives. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is a relative. So, because Bolu can bury him, like any Kohen can be Mitamel Lameis. As for Shimon Polya, that's good for Kohen Hedrit. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedrit. He's the bigger Kohen. A bigger Kohen can't be Mitamel Lameis. He can't get close to a dead relative. So, how could Bolu get close to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Shimon Polya, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen Gadol. He appears to us as a Kohen Gadol. Only when he is in Eretz Yisrael. When he goes, when he's in Chutz Laretz, when he's in Golus, then he's a Kohen Hedrit. And he says, that's the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Bepishechem shulcha imchem. With your sins, your mother was sent away. Simple understanding. Means Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because of your sins, Am Yisrael, your mother, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was sent away. Says the Shushan Sepalia, no, but there's Remez over here. Imchem is the Rosh Tevois of the big day Kohen Hedrit. We have big day Kohen Hedrit. Kohen Hedrit. You have a Michlasayim, Ktoinis, Migbas, and Avnit. Avnit, that's Aleph, Mem Michlasayim, Chof is a Ktoinis, and Mem is a Migbat, which is a Imchem is the four big day Kohen Hedrit. It says a different way in Likutei Shoshana itself, but his nephew comes in the bottom and says, I think that's what he meant. Or what does the nephew say? The way, Bepishachim Shulcha Imchem. When you're going to Galus, Shulcha has to Mishalech is God, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. To remove the clothes is called Mishalech. Shulcha is Mishalech, the clothing, and remaining only with Imchem. Only with big day Kohen Hedrit. When he is in Eretz Yisrael, he has accepted Imchem, the other four God. Beautiful word. What do you think in the Shushan? That the way he treats it, the way he looks at it, he goes to do all Kivsi money, is a Kohen Gadol, is a Kohen Hedrit plus. Kishbol Kivachon Golos has only four Bgadim. When he goes to Dead, so he adds four more. It's not a new thing. It's the same four plus four. It's a Mashar of Shunas Tabor. So that maybe tells us where the Kohen Gadol is really Kohen Antiplus. But I found that Ramchal really addresses almost clearly in Pashta Tzav. Ramchal there says that there's two Pchinas of Kohen Gadol. So the regular Kohen Gadol, usually a Kohen Gadol, is a Kohen Hedyot plus. He says the Feirish has four Gadol in Kohen Hedyot, and he adds four more to show you he's basically an elevated Kohen Hedyot. All the Kohanim receive the Gdusha and the Ashpa from who? From the Kohen Gadol. They get it from the Kohen Gadol. That's a regular, usually. So Kohen Hedyot plus. Then the Ramchal has another sentence. It says the Ramchal, another night of the Kohen Gadol is, so that he says, that's why he's Gadol. He's Gadol because everybody comes from him. It's like, you know, he's the Mashpia. All the other Kohanim. Says the Ramchal, in no way he's called Gadol, because he has something that nobody else has. He's able to go in the Kodesh Kadosh Yom Kippur. That's the Gadol. Nobody else can do it. And the Ramchal seems to indicate that in the Kohen Gadol, there's two different aspects of Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol during the year is a Kohen plus. He's a Kohen, and he has a Maila above him that he's also Kohen Gadol. He brings Begar Shpais. He's closer. But when Kohen Gadol comes to Yom Kippur, then he's a whole new thing. Not Kohen plus. He's something that nobody has Shaychus to. And this makes a lot of sense. Because we know during the year, a Kohen Gadol is really a regular Kohen Adjut. Meaning what? It's the same thing. He just, his meaning is that he needs to go, he could do any avoid, he could go, whenever he wants to do avoid, he could do an avoid. In addition, it brings a serious aim for this. Fasemis says, the Imrahim says the name is Fasemis. Why is a Kohen Adjut, why is it being a serious aim for every day? Because he's like a Kohen Adjut every single day in the first day. Kohen Adjut, when he goes to do the Akrava, the first day he starts, he needs to bring a serious aim. A Kohen Gadol is as if every day he's new. Every day is a new beginning. That's what Imrahim says. A Musa Aska. Kohen Gadol, it's like every, you have to like start again. That's what he is. He's basically a Kohen Hedjot, an intense Kohen Hedjot. He doesn't have only a set time to do the Avodah. He doesn't have a set day and a set week like a regular Kohen. He's not only once in a while. He's every single day. He can do whatever he wants. He's an ultimate super Kohen Hedjot. That's one shot. That's one category of the Kohen Hedjot. I'm going to go there. But you get to Yom Kippurim, it's not a super Kohen Hedjot. A regular Kohen Hedjot can't come close to Yom Kippurim to the base of English. To the Almoy, at least. It says in the Pasuk, by us, in this week's Pasha, it says, V'chol Odom lo yeh bo Almoyed, V'voy lo Kredish, which says, I tried to write the Pasuk. Says, nobody can be in the Almoyed. Says the Yerushalmi in at least two places. What is the Chol Odom Lo'yeh Bo'Almoyed? Afilu Eilu that he says to him, Shepnei Pnei Odom. Even Malachim can't be there when he goes in there. Nobody can be there when he goes into the Kodesh Kodesh. Now, this is a place where he is unique to be there. Nobody else. Chol Odom Lo'yeh Bo'Almoyed. Even on my, well, it's the same. What about the Azara? Say that. But he can't, nobody can get close to there. A Malach can get close to there. So who's going there? Kohen Gadol. The Ramchal adds that usually during the year, anybody who goes in such a thing, the Sotah's Mekatrik. The Sotah comes and attacks it. He says, what's going on? He shows us his blemishes. But Yom Kippurim doesn't end with Shisla Sotah Mekatrik. So therefore, a crush of the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a problem. If he's Mamish Apostles, we learn. The ones that pay money for a daddy, even there, he can't survive it. So you see from here what? Yom Kippurim is a time, Kippurim is not a Kohen plus. He's a unique Kohen Gadol. It's a whole different dimension. So mainly we have a question. What is a Kohen Gadol? Is it a Kohen Hedyot plus or something else? The answer is a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot plus during the year. But when you get to Yom Kippurim, it's something else. Something new. Pay him. He goes in there. My neder, my Korean, he's not one of the regular ones. He's something special. That's what comes to the Ramchal. With this, you can understand that Aaron HaKohen had the milah of a Kohen Gadol the whole year. That's what Gohen says. Aaron HaKohen was a Kohen Gadol to go into Kodesh Kadosh and go whenever he wants. Meaning what? Aaron HaKohen, he is in that milah of the Kohen Gadol, which is a new thing, the whole year round. And one of the reasons why that's so is because Aaron HaKohen, he is first of all, we know that Aaron HaKohen has the Milah, he's the Rosh Rishon called off, he's the first Kohen Gadol. We don't find Aaron HaKohen just, by the way, bringing to a Seir Sefer when he starts. He wrote only one. He went straight to be a Kohen Gadol, not Kohen Hedja plus Kohen Gadol. That's a riot there. But Aaron HaKohen has the Milah, which is used the Ramchal. Ramchal says, what's the problem with a regular Kohen? He can't attack, he can't fight the Sultan. Aaron HaKohen, we found that he fought the Sultan. Where? In Parshas Korach. He was the Ketairis. Aaron was the one who ran and stopped the Sultan. He was able to stop it, so he has that power. So you may let Efsher. That's the Pshar in the Kohen. If the Kohen Gadol has two dimensions to him, two parts to him, the regular year, he's a Kohen Plus. When it comes to Kohen Kippur, he elevates to a place to be a new thing. Aaron HaKohen has it the whole time. So therefore, he can go to Kohen Kadoshim whenever he wants. Where does this come to Aaron? How does this happen to Aaron HaKohen? One can say, and this I found that maybe the Megala Amukah says it. So I'm taking this with a disclaimer that we don't have enough of a source for it. I'm not sure that the Megala Amukah means it. Aaron HaKohen, when came the Misa of Shnei Bnei Aaron in Parsha Shmini, what did it say over there? It says, Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was silent. The Medrash tells us, Vayidoim Aaron, he got reward, a special reward he got. And Rashi learns over there, and the Medrash Rabbi tells us that the reward was because Shmuel spoke to him regarding the Shtuya Yai. The Galah book is master, he was elevated to a new level. Maybe the Pshat is that Vayidoim Aaron is when he became, when he was silent over there, he got the reward of being a Kohen Gadol, the ultimate Kohen Gadol, maybe. If this is true, so then it's very meduyuk. After Shnei Bnei Aaron die, now it says, Aaron HaKohen, don't come whenever you want to go into the Kodesh. Stop. You have to come in a certain way. You can come whenever you want. You can add to that, even without this idea that Shnei Bnei Aaron rise to that level. The idea is, if you're telling that Aaron HaKohen could to the Goy, could go in whenever he wants, I'm telling you, you should know, even when you come whenever you want, it needs to be in a certain way. You can't just go in the way he wants. He needs to be in a way of Ketayres, of honoring Real Kaparis, some kind of elevated way, even Aaron HaKohen himself. And that's what Rashi says. Shnei Bnei Aaron, they went over the limit when they're not supposed to. So you tell Aaron HaKohen this thing. But I'm sure that there's additional way to tell you that because what happened with Shnei Bnei Aaron, that's why Aaron HaKohen came to the level of a Kohen Gadol and a higher dimension of Kohen Gadol, meaning that he could come up to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim even when, and every day he wants, not only Yom Kippur. That may be the Pshat. They say that we'll stop over here, but we see just the Yesoid that a person can get to such a level, to a level of being in Kedush the whole time, like Aaron HaKohen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.